Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and greetings, family. Peace and greetings. How y'all doing out there? Hey, how y'all doing out there? This is Brother Thunder 89, just one of the hosts right here at Culture Freedom Radio, the Culture Freedom Radio Network. Man, I'm telling you, hey, just coming in here on Google Hangout to do a little something. Hey, just want to get something off of mind. Just want to share something that's on my mind right fast. Let me take these glasses off here, get this glare out of my eyes, family. Hey, but I want to just come in here right fast and talk about something right fast. Hey, this is a topic and I just want to discuss. It was just something on my mind. So I said, man, let me get on here and put this out on this broadcast if I can. And I want to give a big shout out to my good brothers right there, the rest of my good brothers that host this show right there at Culture Freedom Radio Network, Brother Eric and Brother Anthony Shabazz L. Peace, one love to the good brothers right there. You can check us out as well right there on Blog Talk Radio. Check us out right there on Blog Talk Radio. Man, what we do, our shows, our dynamic shows, been on there about 7 years or more, going into the 8th year. Just trying to give the best of information that we can. You know, hey, just coming in the house, just trying to liberate the minds of our people. That's all we try to do. That's all we try to do. Our motto is, we're not trying to teach you nothing. We're just trying to come in and motivate and inspire you. That's all. That's all we try to do. Not trying to be the next master teacher. None of that. We student teachers ourselves, and we're students in this thing called the universe or in the world. So, hey, big shout out to my good brothers, Brother Anthony Shabazz L and Brother Eric right there, the rest of my brothers right there at Blog Talk Radio, Culture Freedom Radio Network. But, hey, the topic of conversation I just want to get into today is entitled, Why Do So-Called African-American or So-Called Black People while we're still debating on what names to call ourselves. And I had to put, that's why I put that in there, so-called African-Americans or black people. Because it's like, because we're fighting over this thing called an identity. It's like black people we have, or African-Americans or whatever, we have a identity crisis. It's just, I mean, I don't know. It's like we have an identity crisis, and it seemed to be that we're the only ones that I know of and that I see from my perspective. I could be wrong, y'all, but from what I see, we're the only ones who debate about and argue with each other about what titles to call ourselves. That's why you kind of look at the description. I said, what are we? Or what are you? Are you a... are you an African American? Are you a Moor? Are you a Hebrew Israelite? Are you a Nawabian? Are you a member of the tribe of Shabazz? You know, from the lost found tribe of Shabazz and the Nation of Islam. Just what are you and what are we? And does it make a difference? That's the thing. Does it make a difference when it comes down to the real reality of it, or our true liberation for the real reality of it? Does it really make a difference, or is it going to make a difference how other people see you as well about what you want to be called? Because I don't, now here's some things. I know people debate about the word black, the name that we call ourselves black, and I use it as well. And I, like I tell people, when people want to debate about us calling, we not black, brother. I know I'm not black. See this thing right here that's around this. I know that is what the color black. My microphone, my whole stand, it's the color of black. I know that. Look at my tone. It's not black. You know what I'm saying? I know that. I'm not a damn fool. At least I went to the kindergarten. At least I know that much. But as a descriptive term, that's why I say we use it as a descriptive term. When we, and you look up the word black in the dictionary, it tells you what black means. You know, maybe descendant of the of Africa or South, you know, out of Southern Africa or whatever. It gives you the description of it. Or dark-skinned people, it says, or dark-skinned people. We are dark-skinned. My skin is lighter, I mean darker, my bad, than what we would call a European or a white person. So I would be deemed as a dark-skinned, melanite person, as would be called black. And I know I'm not the color, this color right here that you see. I know that. But as a descriptive term, we say the word black, a black man. Like they say, an unarmed black man got shot today. We hear that a lot lately. you know is not a Chinese, a person who's from China descent, a Japanese descent, a Hispanic or Mexican, you know automatically, you know it's not a white person. You automatically know. In your mind, in your imagination, in your visual, you can close your eyes and see that, see what racial type or whatever that person is. You can see it. So that's why I use the word black as a descriptive term. I know about the people talk about nationality and all of this. But my whole thing here is we don't even see our sisters and brothers that come over here to America from Africa. I don't even see them debating or arguing about what name should we be calling ourselves. They even call themselves black. I've even heard them say they are black. They don't even argue, even though they might be from Ghana, Sudan, Ethiopia, one of those places. They might say, and I am Ethiopian. And they might say that too, and they still say, I am black. Now, they give their nationality by saying, yes, I'm from Ethiopia. I'm from Ghana. I'm from, you know, the Sudan, whatever. But it's like a lot of us is here in America, especially, I will just go with the intellectual types, us so-called intellectual types. We the ones debating about a lot of this stuff. I hear this a lot. Now, I really want to go into this and say that when we're looking right now at, just say, as our white counterparts, European counterparts, whatever we want to call them, I'm going to keep it here in America. When I see them debating about stuff, it's not about what racial type or identity they want to call themselves. You know, they're debating about, what kind of laws, what kind of policies and things that they're going to put in place. Just like even right now with this political thing, we got the presidential race that's going on. And even though I don't really get into it because I think it's a lot of, never mind, that's a different whole topic, but I'm going to use it. Even with that, they're debating each other over policies and procedures and who's going to be able to run this country better. It's all about rulership with them. It's not about identity. See, they argue, like I said, about the rules and regulation, who's going to be better at running this thing. See, it's about running stuff. Who's going to be better in control of this country with them? And that's what they're about. You don't see them arguing about, like I said, race. Are we Celtics? Are we Druids? Are we Caucasians? Are we Scottish? Are we Irish? You don't never see them arguing over about things of that nature. You don't see that. So what is our problem? When we talking about we have a financial crisis or we have an economic problem in our community, we don't control the economics in our community, we don't do these type of things in our community, that's what we should be focused on. We should be focusing on more about how we as Hebrew Israelites, Moors, Nawabian, this Nation of Islam, this person, whatever the hell we want to be calling ourselves, we should be sitting at that round table like they do and say, this is what we need to be doing to get some finances in our community, to get some economics in our community. Let's straighten out the crime in our community. That's what we need to be focusing on. Who gives a damn about what you want to be called? Just call me when it's time to go to work and put in some work. That's the only time you need to call me, when you want to put in some work. I don't give a damn if you, whatever you call me. You know, like somebody don't know your name, say, hey, and you turn around and get your attention. Hey, let's get to work. I don't give a damn. You say black. I could be called a Moor. I could be called a Hebrew. I don't give a damn about that, those titles, because I know what I am and who I am. I don't need all of that. So that's how I think, man, what is the problem with us, man? Why do we got to keep on debating over a title? And I hear some people saying, the reason we can't get along and come together is because we don't know that we are this type of, and I'm not going to put out a particular name because I don't want nobody to think I'm picking on them. But see, we say, well, reason we don't get along because we can't get along or we won't be able to come together is because we don't know our identity. We're not claiming this name or that name. That's why we still going by Negro, black, and colored. And that's why we can't come together. And that's why we can't get the things we want. We can't get our liberation until we grab hold to this name or this title to call ourselves. Damn, that's what's holding us back, because we don't grab a hold to this name or this title. Just because I don't say I'm this or that, that's holding me back from being free, a name, a title. Okay. And then check it out. Here's the thing. I'm going to use a name just for the hell of it, just for the sake of it. It's not to pick on nobody. But if you say that we are Hebrew Israelites, right? How can you prove that to me that I'm a Hebrew Israelite? How can I prove to myself that I'm a Hebrew Israelite? Just because you say we are Hebrew Israelites and you got to come back into the culture or come back to your heritage of being a Hebrew Israelite. How could you prove to me that I am a Moor? I got to just take this for your word's sake that I am a Moor. How can you prove that? Can you prove to me that I'm a Moor through DNA? Is there any kind of way, scientific proof, whatever, can you prove to me that I am one of these titles that you say that I am? Even a Nuwabian. I was in the Nuwabian nation as well. And I still would say I'm a Nuwabian, but not by the name that some people might say. I don't understand what Doc said a Nuwabian is. And I know what they're going to say about, you know, hey, the true meaning hadn't been revealed yet. But the meaning that he gave, yes, I am a Nuwabian. But besides the point, how can you prove that I'm a Nuwabian? I mean, not a Nuwabian, just one of these names that you say. A member of the tribe of Shabazz. How can you prove this? How can I prove it? That I am from the tribe of Shabazz. How? How can you prove it? Oh, and now if you say that this is what I am a Hebrew Israelite. I am a Moor. I am a Nuwabian. I am a member of the tribe of Shabazz. Just because you say that, and you trying to prove to me by some doctrine or whatever, you show me this by saying this is how we lived and this. And now if I just say, I just start calling myself that, I have no proof. I have no scientific proof. I have no DNA proof to prove this. I just all of a sudden one day say, yeah, you know what? I am a Hebrew Israelite. And I take on that name and I take on that label. That doesn't mean that's really what I am. That's what I'm professing to be. It really don't mean that's what I am. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that exactly. And that's what a lot of people did. They got into a little knowledge. They read a little knowledge, read a little information. Because we all been one part time or another. We've been Christians. We've been Muslims. We've been this. We've been that. And as we went through different schools of thought, we took on these various names and titles for ourselves. And we say, this is what we are. Because I did it myself. I was in the church. I'm a Christian. You know, hell, we took on the name Christian. Like, that was our racial identity. You know, when we talk to the people like, I'm a Muslim. Like, that's my racial identity, a Muslim. No, that's my religious belief or religious practice. You know, just like a lot of these things, man. There's no way we proving this shit, man. Prove to me this what we are. Prove to me. And so my thing is, I don't see nobody else arguing about identity, racial identity, racial, whatever the hell these titles we want to give. Nobody but us, man. We got to get to work. We got to get to work, man. And when, like, I've seen a lot of these videos, I've been really going into these things with these sovereign citizen movement. And I'm not going to really just touch on that. Y'all can check us out. We did a show on that just the other day, Friday, Brother Eric and myself, Culture Freedom Radio Network, we did. And with this thing, sovereign citizen, I've been watching that. When I see the police pulling people over, check it out, right? They never ask you what racial group. First thing they ask you, can I see your driver's license and proof of insurance? They never say, and then, you know, even when they go through all their little jargon and the people like that say, I got a right to travel and this and that. When the police, once they ask, they don't say, are you a Moor? They don't say you're a Hebrew Israelite. They might say, when you start, quote, well, you don't have jurisdiction over me and this and that, so and so. They say, well, you must be a sovereign citizen. That's it. That's what they ask. They don't say, you must be a Moor. They don't do that. And I'm not picking on the Moors, but they don't ask that. I never hear them say that. I never hear them say what racial group you are. I need proof of ID, a proof of driver's license, and insurance. They never ask you your racial group. And a lot of our sisters and brothers, they got killed by the police. They never asked them, what were they? Did they ask Sandra Bland on video? What racial group was he? What racial group that she was a part of? Or what title did she go by? No, they didn't. Did they ask Eric Garner before they choked the brother out? No, they did not. Trayvon Martin, all of them. Did they ask them what damn racial group or what title did they go by before they killed them? No, they did not. No, they did not. They never asked these goddamn questions. And only till we go to, and even when you go to jail or something, then they might ask you this shit on an application or something. What's your race? And then it's up to you to put that. And here's the thing about it. Then you can put down what you want to put. They might have African-American, Asian, white, black, or something like that on there. And then they have other. Because if you don't want to go with the three or four names that they got already on there, you have an option to put down what you want to. So with us, since we want to argue about what we should call ourselves, we all have options. Because shit, we don't really goddamn know. We don't know. I mean, for the ones of us who are intellectuals, so I'm going to say the intellectuals in this conscious community thing, we really don't know. We just that's why we bounce around from different names to different names as we read upon different stuff. So we got those options. You got an option. You got an option to help. You want to say that you are more. I have no problem with you if you say you are more. That's what you say? Fine. I know if something happened to you, if something go down and they say, well, Moore got shot today on the news, I hope nothing like that don't happen. But if they say Moore got shot today or Moore got locked up for something or so-and-so today, I already know in my mind I can visualize the skin tone. I'm going to say the skin tone, the skin complexion of what that person were. I don't give a damn if it was dark, like black, is it dark, light skin, red bone, or lighter than me. As they say. I'm going to know automatically. I'm going to know it wasn't Asian. I'm going to know it wasn't Mexican. I'm going to automatically know it wasn't nobody who called themselves white. I know better. I'm going to know. If they said a Hebrew Israelite, something happened to a Hebrew Israelite or whatever, the Hebrew Israelite, same thing. I know it was somebody of a darker hue like me. I know that automatically. So you have the option to say what you want to. Why are you going to argue with me because I say I'm black? If you know that, and they said, well, a lot of people don't know that they're black. They Moors. They just don't know it. Okay, well, if I say I'm black and you know I am a Moor, ride with it. God damn it, you know what I'm saying. Don't argue with me, brother. Don't call yourself black so-and-so, brother. You're wasting your goddamn time. You're wasting your time. You could be telling me, brother, look, I know a way we can get our finances together, brother. I know a way that we can get some economic stability in our neighborhood, how we can come out of being disenfranchised in our community, brother. Then we can talk. Then we can talk. Then we may debate about just how we want to move on that. We really shouldn't have to debate. We can negotiate on that because you know, we can, that's what we need to be just sitting down and discussing. Because we even with our liberation, we're gonna have to have a discussion on which way, how we want to go about that. Because just like with Dr. King, now I'm gonna go back. If we want to say debate, I'm not gonna even say it's really not a debate, but it's a compromise. Because look at it with Dr. King and Brother Malcolm, they didn't agree. They both was in agreement, though, that something was wrong or something wasn't right in how we as a people were being treated. But it was a disagreement on how they were going to go by trying to help liberate and free our people. That's what the disagreement came by. Just like what we have today. You know, different organizations taking on different stances about how we're going to free our people and how we're going to liberate our people. You know what I'm saying? That's the key. And then actually, you know, there's really, I wouldn't say there's a wrong way about how we do it, because like I always like to say, you know what I'm saying? We got different venomous snakes out here. And when you get bit by a damn venomous snake, if I get bit by a rattlesnake, I can't, you know, the doctor can't come give me a water moccasin anti-venom. That shit really gonna kill me. If I get bit by the water moccasin, he can't come and give me the rattlesnake anti-venom. He got to give me the venom, anti-venom of the snake that bit me. So a lot of our people are suffering from different, plagues, I would say, or different elements from our enemy. They worked on our ass in all different levels. So, you know, somebody, we could just sit at the table and figure out what we need to do to help eradicate what's happening to our people, get rid of these plagues. But we trying to figure out a name or a banner to go under before we even start working on a problem. Fuck the name, excuse me, y'all. Forget the damn name. We can come back to that shit. We can come back to that shit. Because if we need a name before we get liberated, and that's what I've heard some shit, people kind of like say that. That we basically need a name for ourselves before we can get liberated. Before we can go to the United Nations, go to be recognized by all of these other racial groups, we need a name. We need a title to go by first. Damn, that's crazy. Before we got a football team, but we good as hell, but we can't hit the field yet because we don't have a name. We got to come up with a name first before they let us on the field. But we good as hell. We got some good players. You know what I'm saying? That's damn near how they act like they what they saying with this shit. We got to come up with a name first. We got to come up with a title. Well, my thing, family, is why do we have to keep on debating? Having these debates and these intellectual, knockout fights with each other over what somebody want to call themselves. If I can look at you and I see, like the Bible said, the man in the mirror, if I see that you look like me, basically in complexion, you're going through similar problems that I'm going through. We basically have the same people that's doing shit to us to disenfranchise us. What's the goddamn problem with a name? We should be coming together trying to work out our situation to get the hell out of, work out or come up with a solution to get away from this goddamn problem, man. Damn the name that we need. We don't need a name to come up with a solution. We don't need a name. We really don't even name a name for the goddamn solution. It is the goddamn solution. That's what it is. We don't need to put a label on it. You know, like everything, we want to put a label on shit. It ain't like you finna copyright it, the goddamn freedom papers or your freedom. You just want to be free. You don't give a fuck about what name it's going to be called once you get it. You know, so it's a trip, family. I just want to come in the house just a little bit to throw something out because it was just something on my mind. I just wanted to say that why are we still debating over this? It's because I constantly try to watch videos and lectures, and it'd be some good lectures and topics that people have. But as soon as they get to going on that, well, see, we got to be called so-and-so. Reason we going through what we going through because we don't know who we are and so-and-so this and that, which kind of is true. We don't exactly know who we maybe are as a people, as a historical background or bloodline or whatever. But I really say, what fucking difference does it make? Because your enemy ain't giving a goddamn what you call yourself. He kicking your ass regardless. Like I said, when we see other racial groups, or ethnic groups, or whatever we want to label them as too, we don't see them debating on that. And I'm going to say the people that's in control, that we see in control now, they only thing they debate about is how they're going to stay in control and what methods they're going to use to stay in control. That's the only thing we see them debating about. Whether it's the fucking Republican Party, Democratic Party, they only debating with each other about what methods we're going to use to stay in control. Not what we're going to call ourselves, because they got left wing, right wing, goddammit, Tea Party, middle wing. They got all kind of titles, but it's all about the programming they're going to do. That's why, while we arguing over titles and labels and shit to call ourselves, they constantly passing laws against your ass. Just go for instance back with slavery. We weren't arguing about, our ancestors weren't arguing about what name they need to call themselves before they become free, before they try to get their freedom. They weren't fighting over that shit. They just wanted to be free. Now they had a real reason talking about fighting. What we talking about now, we're a little more relaxed in the thing. I'm talking about they was in some real goddamn slavery. But we might say we slaves of the mind, but I'm talking about the shit they was going through, Jack. That was some real shit. But they wasn't trying to figure out what they going to call themselves to get free. before they ran off the plantation, a lot of them ran out the plantation, was they worried about what fucking name they gonna call themselves when they got to the North and what they was gonna tell the people they would call when they got into the North, into freedom land? Hell no. They just wanted some freedom. That's it. They just wanted to be free. They didn't want to get whooped no more. They didn't want to be in the goddamn cotton fields no more, chopping, picking cotton and all that shit. They wanted to be free from oppression. They wouldn't worry about no fucking name to call themselves. That's the bullshit we do in today and in these times. Worried about fucking labels. But anyway, when they came up with all these slave codes and shit, they came up with different codes and labels and shit to put on us. And no matter who you said you were, whether you said you were more, I'm African, I'm this, I'm that, fuck it. You fell up under the same guidelines when they came up with these, what's it, the Black Code, Jim Crow laws. Your ass fell up under it. If you was a dark-skinned person, your ass fell up under them goddamn laws if you was in that area where these laws applied. You fell up under that. So it's a lot of bullshit today that we still argue about it. Whatever kind of laws they got on the book that's go against us, your ass gonna fall up under. You can argue about what you are later. You tell them what you are after they get you. And I bet you, once you tell them I am this, I am that, oh, you is? Okay, I just write that down. Like when they write, they pick you up, police pull your ass over, whatever. You might holler, well, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. I'm a so-and-so, so-and-so. Okay, we'll write that down on the other then. what's your racial group? But your black ass finna go to jail. I don't give a goddamn what you call yourself, nigga. You finna go to jail. So-and-so, so-and-so. I write Hebrew Israelite down. It'll be on your affidavit, on your arrest report, that you said you were the Hebrew Israelite. You said you was a Moor. You said you was an Awabian. You said you was a tribe in the Shabazz. It'll be on your arrest report. But your black ass going to jail. Okay. We don't give a goddamn what you call yourself. Straight out, man. So why are we fighting and arguing over labels, family? That's, fuck it. I see nobody else giving a goddamn. And we say, and here's our thing, family. We, a lot of our people say that we're not black. They argue with, it's only black people who argue with each other who say they not fucking black. You don't see no white people saying we ain't white. We're Caucasians. We're not white. We're British. We're not white. We are Celtics. We are not white. We are Irish. We not white. We are Italians. Don't see nobody else doing that shit but us. We argue with a motherfucker all day long because he say he black. But they don't do that shit. I don't see that. I don't see it. Them motherfuckers say I'm white in a minute. Whether they want to say that white mean purity and white pure snow and all of this shit holy and all of this. They know goddamn well they ain't none of that anyway by description. They know damn well. But it's just they know if they say white, they know they don't look shit like me in description. So a motherfucker came on TV and say, a white man blew up so-and-so building today. Y'all know black folks ain't really going to get into no goddamn blowing up nothing. Like Timothy McVeigh and shit. Said some white folks blew up so-and-so. We already know what phenotype or what they look like. We know. Motherfucker look like George Bush. That's what I'm going to be looking at. Oh, the one motherfucker look like George Bush. Shit, Bill Clinton. I know it when a Snoop Dogg. I know when a motherfucker look like Snoop Dogg or Dr. Dre, no motherfucker, when they say a white dude. So, I mean, come on, man. We got to stop playing these motherfucking game. It's like, you know, they always talking about us about being educated. And it's like, man, some of us have become educated goddamn fools, man. We have become educated fools. And especially, I will say, like, it's like the intellectual types. The average people out here, you don't hear them arguing about this. It's just like those who say they in the know. They into this consciousness stuff. We're the only ones that argue about little minute petty stuff such as this. You know what I'm saying? If getting an education make you a damn fool like that, God, I don't know. I ain't going to say I don't want it, but come on, man. You got to be wiser than that. Because if the knowledge is making you that big a goddamn fool to argue over what name you're going to call yourself, man, I'm sorry for you, sisters and brothers. I'm sorry for you. It's just petty. We won't never get anywhere. If we got to come up with a label and a name to call ourselves before we get free, we'll never fucking get free. Because that means we're the only ones that's holding each other down. It ain't nobody else holding us down, because if we're waiting on a title and we're waiting to recognize our racial identity, which we all won't be the same racial. We all won't be under the same banner and name anyway. Come on. So why the fuck we got to? Because like everybody said, well, we Israelites. And I ain't picking on the Israelites. I'm just throwing out some names. We Hebrew Israelites. We all ain't fucking Hebrew Israelites. And then if you say, well, okay, we were Hebrew, like, which tribe? There were 12 tribes according to the Bible. Well, maybe 13 in some say. But there was many, there was 12 or 13 tribes. So which fucking tribe am I claiming? Y'all just say we Hebrew Israelites. So which one? Which one? I'm a tribe of Benjamin, Judah, tribe of Dan. Which tribe I'm from? Don't just say I'm a Hebrew Israelite, because that's general. What tribe? See, you're still leaving some out, if I got to say that. If I'm a Kemite, you say I'm from Kemet. Still, you leave a lot of shit open. I mean, you know, so I'm African. And then we even said we African. What part of Africa? What part? If I'm from Ethiopia, am I from Sudan, Ghana? Just saying I'm African is just a general fucking term. That's, look at the continent was called Africa, as they say. It's called Africa. What part? What country? What tribe are you from as African? So that's why a lot of say we just say African, basically, because fuck it, we really don't know. We just say I'm from that continent. Like a motherfucking European, he said, I'm from Europe. He ain't specifically said what part of Europe. You from England, motherfucker? You from the UK? Where you, London? Where you from? Paris, some of it. Where you from? What part of Europe? So, you know, hey, you know, we just saying it just crazy to me, man. Like I said, we arguing over this. So why are we debating over a name to call ourselves? Damn what you call yourself. Like a car. A car had a vehicle or car, or automobile, or whatever. See that? It has many different fucking names. We said a car, a vehicle, automobile. See what I'm saying? Has 3 or 4 fucking names itself, but it's still the same type of thing. It's still the same thing. And even with that, it has labels on it. You might got a Ford Focus, you got a Corvette, you got a Testarossa, you got the Tesla, but them motherfuckers still do the same thing. It got, some of them got 4 wheels, some got 18 wheelers. It gets you around, transportation. See what I'm saying? It served the same purpose. I don't give a goddamn what title or what label it has on it. What make, what model is still going to do the same thing. Get you to where your ass need to be. Some going to get you there a little faster than others. Shit, depends on what's on that speedometer, whatever the hell they pronounce that shit. It's going to get you there a little bit faster. Airplanes, same fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? They got spacecraft. You know, you have motherfucking spacecraft, damn near the same thing, the shuttle, damn near the same thing as the airplane, but that motherfucker, one of them just go a little bit farther than the other one. It still take you out in the air somewhere. So, I'm just saying, family, I'm just saying, I don't know, I'm just ratting and raving now, but it's time for me to get the hell out of here. But I just want to throw this out there, family. We the only ones that I'm seeing that's arguing and debate, man, when there's a lot of other things that we should be getting together on, trying to work out. Work out as a family, work out as a people who's, like I said, who's being disenfranchised and a lot of other things that, man, we don't have time to be debating over no fucking name, no label to put on us, man. That's some shit you want to do. If you want to, you know, put labels on ketchup bottles and water bottles and shit, since I said that, hell, you know, they got like water bottles. Oh, you got different kinds. Yeah, different kinds of water bottles, different kind of water. Now, all them motherfuckers got water, you know, some going to quench your thirst, but they got different labels and shit on it, but they all going to do the fucking thing, same thing, basically. You know what I'm saying? Your ass thirsty, you going to drink that motherfucker. So people got different companies who bottling up water, selling waters. Same fucking thing as water. So, like with us, we got different labels, man, but we going through the same fucking thing. And we all should be having the same purpose, man, trying to get ourselves financially free, mentally fucking free, physically free. A lot of other kind of free that we need to be doing besides trying to find freedom in a damn name. Don't make no damn sense. But hey, friend, let me get the hell up out of here. I'm get up out of here, man. Like I said, man, check us out right there on Blog Talk Radio, man. Good brother, brother Eric and brother Anthony Shabazz L and me, brother Sunray 9. Man, we are your gracious hosts right there on Culture Freedom Radio Network that airs right there on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Just check us out, family. Hey, we've been coming on Freedom Fridays, doing a couple of things on Fridays as well. Let me give a big shout out to my good brother, Chief David Rabbi Israel, man, brother wild as hell. But let me give a big shout out to he actually do some shows on here as well on Google Hangout. That's Chief Rabbi David Israel. Peace to the brother. He be joining in with us sometime on Culture Freedom Radio. Peace up to the brother. Shalom, my brother. Shalom. Like I have no problem dealing with none of our brothers, but they Moors. Because actually, since I said Moors, our brother, we're talking about our brother Anthony Shabazz Hill. So I show you, they have no beef with nobody. Our brother, he said he's a Moor. I ain't going to say he. I'm going to say the brother is a Moor. That's what he say he is. I'm going to say that's what he is, because that's what he say. Have no problem with that. And hell, I would say I'm a Moor. Shit, I mean, I ain't got no problem with that either. But that's why we got a brother on the show who's a Moor as well. We have family who come through the show who represent different titles and names and religion. It's all good. It's all good. That's what Culture Freedom Radio is about. Represent all backgrounds, all different cultures. Whatever we say we are, but our whole purpose is trying to find a solution to get out of our problem. That's what we're about at Culture Freedom Radio. We don't give a damn what you are. You know what I'm saying? If you see that you have a common problem, we're going to sit down. We're going to talk about the issues and try to come up with some solutions to get together and work and get out of our problem. If I know that you got a socks, you sell socks and shit. Not in shit, but you sell socks. Hell, I need you. Huh? I buy a lot of socks for work anyway. I'm going to buy some socks from you. Our good brother, brother Umar Sharif down in Jacksonville, Florida, at Magic El Salam, they have now where they have this toilet paper, Freedom toilet paper, and paper towels, and it's black owned and black operated. Hey, shit, we all need toilet paper and paper towels, especially toilet paper. Man, I buy it from them. You know what I'm saying? We sponsor each other. That's what we got to do. Everybody else is doing it. What's our problem? You know what I'm saying? We had, you know, the Nation of Islam used to have a bottle of waters at first. I don't know if they still do the spring waters and stuff. But, shit, we can buy from them. A lot of our good sisters and brothers have a lot of products out there. And we need to start sponsoring each other, letting people know of whatever product you got. Come on out. Like, see, that's one thing about Culture Freedom. You can come on the show. Hey, you got a product that you want to come out. Man, if you just want to call into the show and say, hey, brother, look, I got some product. I got a, you know, black-owned business. I got some product that, you know, hey, I would like to sell or, you know, put out, hey, my website. Shit, come on through the show, family. That's what the shit is about. That's why it's called Culture Freedom Radio. Because, like I said, we say different cultures. Because we got black people who say they're Christians. We got black people who say they're Muslim. We got black people who say they're Hebrew Israelites. We got black people who say, hell, they practice, shit, I don't know, Hinduism, this, that, and another. It's all good, because we all family still. We motherfucker got his foot on your neck, got the same motherfucker got his foot on mine as well. Or trying to, but they try to put our foot on our necks, but y'all know how we are. We like baby kids. Yeah, we won't die, we just multiply. That's all. But hey, family, y'all, peace, y'all. I'm getting up out of here. Thank y'all, much love, man. Hey, like I said, black family, whatever title y'all want to call yourself, man, let's stop the debating over the names, man. Fuck them labels, bro. That's all it is. Forget them goddamn labels, man. Let's work together, man. Get out of our situation, or make our situations a little bit better. We might not eradicate the whole fucking problem, but at least if we can make this shit somewhat easier for ourselves. Like they say, the people say, well, there's no such thing as a race. Shit, but you better tell the motherfuckers who's out in front that's winning this race, there's no such thing as race, because we got a group of people who's been out front and ruling and running and winning the fucking race for a long time. And you know what? That's another thing. I said I was going to go. But there's another thing, though. I only hear black people saying that shit. I only hear... God damn. I only hear black people saying that shit. That there's no... How the saying go? See, I don't even know the motherfucker. I can't even really quote it. No one win... There you go. No one win the race and racism. I only hear us saying that shit. No one win the race and racism. That's some shit that only black people... How many... Y'all ever heard some white folks say that shit? Hold your hand up. No, man, I can't see y'all in the way. But I ain't never... I never heard no motherfucking white people say that. Only us. No one win the race and racism. And I know goddamn well they won't say it because they win in the motherfucking race. They ain't gonna tap out the motherfucking race by start saying that shit. They ain't giving up the goddamn race. But that's why they do so many things to hold, put so many laws into place. That's why they had like the Jim Crow laws. That's why they had the black codes. That's why they had so-and-so codes to keep your ass out of the race. From you coming up from the bottom. If you coming up from the bottom, that means your ass getting into the race. And you might come in second place, third place. You might even bring your ass up and come in first place. So somebody win the race in racism. So stop saying that silly ass shit. When you ain't in control, you're not in control like they have, or you know, like winning, you're in the race, but you ain't winning. So there is a goddamn thing called race. Because the number, no, everything they always want. But we say too, white folks are always running shit. We running shit. We running this. Yeah, okay. So there is a thing called race, y'all. You play that motherfucking game, you want to psych yourself out. I'm not no goddamn fool. As long as I know it's a race, it give me something to fight for. It give me something to keep running for. We got to go for that number one spot by any means necessary, as our good brother Malcolm said. So you play the game and you don't want to run the motherfucking race, sit your ass on the sideline then. Don't get in the race because you'll probably be too tired to fucking run anyway. But hey, y'all, I'm up out of here, man. Brother Celebrate 9, hey, on behalf of Culture Freedom Radio Network, peace, y'all. I'm up out of here. Much love.